This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, Labor Day Edition 2025 on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and Monday night, the time is right for trivia. It is Labor Day. We are live. That's right. It's not a replay, so your participation is encouraged. That would be 888-876-5593. I've picked out 11 lovely bumper stumpers, and they have a fine theme. They all have something in common. You'll tell me what it is, or maybe you'll tell me some of the artists. I don't know. Either than that, if not that, maybe you'll hear a couple songs you've never heard before, and you'll turn out to like them. Well, we have a new trivia question because last week did not result in a straggler. That's right. The night ended and I revealed the question. All right. So, brand new question. The Harvard Institute for Policy Studies set out to find the most boring job in America. The top five were assembly line worker, elevator operator, pool typist, housewife, and this job. What job? Yeah, so in the top five, we have the assembly line workers, the elevator operators, the pool typists, and housewives, and this job. All right, 888-876-5593. Now, if you want to take a guess, that's great. You can have up to half a dozen guesses per call, so I don't care how many times you call. Because the prizes are worthless. You're doing this mostly for the fun of it. Eventually, you get something if you live long enough. Unfortunately, it is that bad. And we keep saying we're going to be sending out things, but things get in the way, and we don't. But eventually we will. You get a certificate and something else you don't want. The certificate's fun, though. What you don't want could be, I don't know, a VHS tape, a CD, a DVD, something, a tabloid, you know, whatever. But the certificates are fun. All right, so that's the deal. So like I say, you're doing this just to have a good time. And a big, big, big thanks to Lisa and to Laura, both of whom submitted more, that's right, for 5x5. This was Laura's invention, and I guess a great one it is. You know, the problem is, of course, that I can't throw out any question that can be searched, so my questions are beyond arcane. However, and it was Laura who came up with this, and she's absolutely right. If I only give you 5 seconds to think about it, and the question is easy enough, it can be easily Googleable. I'm sure that's not a verb, but it is now. Yeah, the French would kill me, but in English we make up words all the time. All right, so problem is you won't be able to do it in 5 seconds. Now we do five of them, 5x5, 5 in 5 seconds, and you got to get 4 of them right. So that's the deal. If it were up to me to come up with the five, we'd be in deep trouble. I mean, it has just not been going well lately. And yeah, I miss Carol more than I could tell you, not only because she was my closest friend and I talked to her every day, but more to the point, her work ethic was extraordinary, and she never left me in the lurch. And I told her, I said, you know, please let me pay you, you know, something. And bottom line, though, is she just wanted to make sure it was a good show, and she did. And of course, with me, it's good enough. So I'll take all the help I can get, and thank you to each and every one. Yes, thank you to Engineer Bob, too, who gives me lots of things to talk about Tuesday through Thursday. Yeah, like I say, all the help I can get. Now, with that in mind, you're already lining up for the good stuff. And yes, we take your requests, and if I don't lose the piece of paper, I try to play them back. All right, yeah. Very often I lose the part about who requested it, but I've been pretty good about at least playing the requests. All right, so enough caveats and get to Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. What's happening tonight, Billy Bob?
The 54th time caller.
All right, how about that?
I'm going to take on your stragglers. I'm going to guess a muckraker.
A muckraker? No, not a muck. I think that could be pretty interesting.
How about a security, job, guard or something?
My God, you're very close. Refine it. Yes, it absolutely. It's in one specific instance.
A prison guard.
Nope. Guess again.
That's my two guesses then.
Oh man. No, it's not prison guards by any means. But you're on the right track. So if you think of more, let me know.
Oh, I got one request too.
Oh, you do? Do you? And what would that be?
Dwayne Eddy, Boss Guitar.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. You got it. All right.
Thank you.
So, we're going to do a little 5x5, are we?
Okay.
What's a plumber's helper?
The thing that boop, 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 you press it, and then jack, I give up.
A plunger.
Plunger.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's a group of crows called?
A mob?
A murder. All right, well, you're already out, but we'll talk to you later. If you think of something else, call me back. Thanks, appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, because if you have to get 4 out of 5 and you get 2 of them wrong, well, we can do the math, with the arithmetic in this case. So, all right, we will get to Billy Bob's request later in the week. But he was so close. So, of course, you'll pick up and get it right, I'm sure. Brian is in Joliet. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well, and happy Labor Day.
Well, and a happy Labor Day to you, too. Yes, here we are laboring. It's just appropriate somehow.
Well, I'm glad you're on live.
Thank you.
May I try this week in 1968, please?
Yes, if you can tolerate it, I can say it. All right, so let's see what we've got here. Yes, I remember it all too well. Now, here we are. The week, actually, it's of September 2nd. All right, number one, People Got to Be Free.
The Rascals?
Yeah. Number two, Born to Be Wild.
Steppenwolf.
Number three, Light My Fire.
Doors.
Number
four.
Yeah, right, not Doors. You can do this, though.
Yeah. Jose Feliciano.
Yes. Absolutely. Number four, Harper Valley PTA. Oh, you can do this.
Harper Valley.
I want it to. Yeah.
Jeez. I don't know.
Jeannie C. Riley.
Okay.
Oh, man. Number five.
Yeah.
Hello, I Love You.
Doors.
Yes. Number six. The House That Jack Built.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes. Number seven. 1, 2, 3, Red Light.
1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Absolutely right. Number eight, You're All I Need to Get By. It's a duo, and it's Motown.
Would it be Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye?
Absolutely. Number nine, I Can't Stop Dancing. He's the birthday boy, by the way.
Archie Bell and the
Drells. Yep, absolutely. And Archie Bell turned 81 today. All right.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, he's not been well. He's been in nursing care for several years now, but he's still with us, and that's good news. All right, so number 10, stay in my corner.
Oh, the Dells?
Absolutely right. 9 out of 10, you're a winner.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so absolutely, it's as simple as that. 888-876-5593. We'll come back with Barry in New Hampshire. He wants to do charts, so don't tell me this. Oh, I was going to say, don't tell me he wants the same year. No, he wants charts from 1966. More tolerable all around. We'll get to that and more coming up on WGN Radio. '55 on Republic. Yeah, that's the original. That's the record Elvis covered 2 years later. Who's the artist? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. All right, so there's your first bumper stumper. Little too early to get a theme going, I do believe. It's impossible. All right, however, we've got our question, which is going to be guessed really quickly because Billy Bob was so close that he opened the door, and I have a feeling that Linda and Rich and Park's going to walk through it. And the Harvard Institute for Policy Studies set out to find the most boring job in America. They came up with 5, actually. Assembly line worker, elevator operator, pool typist, housewife, and this job. We've discovered it is in security. We've also discovered it is not a prison guard. So what is it? All right, so let's see what Linda thinks. All right, Linda, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Always.
I thought of, how many guests do I have? 6?
Yep.
Okay, the first one, I thought it was window washer.
Nope.
The second one I thought of was a Queen's Guard. You know, they just stand there, they can't see
that's
nothing.
Interesting. Yeah, that would be a guard, but no, not the Queen's.
Okay, and then I got 4 more to guess?
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess another boring job would be... Custodial.
Nope.
All right. Babysitting.
Nope.
I can't think of anything else. I really can't think of anything more boring than those things.
Well, if you think of something else, call me back.
And I want to request a song, too, if it's okay.
Absolutely. What do you want to hear?
James Brown, I Got Soul.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I like that song. And my song that I love by the Platters, I Only Have Eyes for You.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, and that's it. All right.
You got it. Thanks.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
So good deal. So 888-876-5593. Now, it is Monday night, and it is live. That's right. 3 hours of live trivia. This requires you. All right. And we got a taker, Barry in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh, thank you for being live on Labor Day.
Well, thanks for calling. We'll see how well this goes. I have a feeling I may be talking to myself here in a little while. We'll see. All right. So
is it a watchman? A watchman for a boring job?
Well, you see, we have to be specific. We've kind of decided that it is a guard, but you have to be specific as the setting. Watchman. So for this. Think of it.
Okay.
We know it's not prison, so...
Like a night watchman or something.
Nope.
For Gianna?
No.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Top 10, 1966 this week. Are you ready?
I am.
Number one, Sunshine Superman.
Donovan.
Yep. Number two, Summer in the City.
Love and Spoonful.
Yeah. Number three, See You in September. It was the remake of the Tempo song. It was on BT Puppy Records.
Happenings?
Yes, absolutely. The Happenings. Number four, You Can't Hurry Love.
Supremes.
Yes. Number five, Yellow Submarine.
Beatles.
Yeah, we knew you'd get that. All right. So let's see. Number six, Sunny. Yesterday, my life was filled with rain. Bobby Hebb, yep.
Bobby Hebb.
Good enough. Number seven, Land of a Thousand Dances.
Mm.
And, of course, it was originally by Chris Kenner, but this was the remake, and this was the one that became a big hit. And he's a well-known artist.
Oh, okay. Can you give me a sample?
You got to hear some of it, huh? Yeah, let me see if I can find it by this guy. I know I got it by the original, originally Chris Kenner, but I'm pretty sure I'll have it by this guy as well. So let's see if I can't find it here. And if I could spell, that would help too. Oh, right. Find a keyboard might be nice. Okay. We'll get this eventually. All right. So, yeah. And it was also done by Cannibal and the Headhunters, but they didn't have the big hit either. Neither did the Electric Indian, the group that did Kemosabe. There's Cannibal's version. Let's see. There's Chris Kenner's version. Okay, we'll keep trying. Another Cannibal. I can't believe I won't have this. Yes, all right, here we go. So, like I was saying, it's the big hit. It may not be my choice, but it is the big hit.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
So what do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, man, the Wicked Pickett, Wilson Pickett. All right, well, that's all right. You don't have to know everything. You're still doing very well. Let's move along rapidly. And after Land of a Thousand Dances, we have, number eight, New Orleans on the Amy label. Working in a Coal Mine. What a wonderful song that is. Yellow Operator. What do you think?
Sam and Dave?
No, I'm afraid not. Working in a coal mine. Going downtown now. Working in a coal mine. Oops. That would be Lee Dorsey.
Okay.
Yeah, the lovely Lee Dorsey. Yeah. All right. Was a boxer for a while as Kid Chocolate. All right. Number nine, Blowing in the Wind.
Bob Dylan.
No.
Oh, Peter Paul Mary.
No. We're 1966. It was on Motown.
Blowing in the Wind?
Yeah. And both of the artists you mentioned, of course, did that and had hit versions. But this guy was in the top 10 this week in 1966 with it. Male artist, one of the best-known Motown artists.
Well, Stevie Wonder.
There we go. All right, one more. We're struggling through this, but so far you're doing good. So just get this one. Summertime. And he was on Chess. And he had some wonderful songs like I Do Love You and Sitting in the Park. Oh, he was just terrific.
Oh.
He was from D.C., died in a car wreck, sadly. You give up?
I don't know.
Well, that's all right. Yeah. You still have 70%, and that's a win. But that would be Billy Stewart. Don't go away. All right. So absolutely. Billy Stewart. You betcha. All right. We're going to check out the news. Then we're going to check out you. We've got Jan and Dallas and Tracy in Philly and Mike in Lindenhurst and Naoto's in Japan. And there will be one line available for you right now on WGN Radio.
Thank you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who's that? Yeah, 1968 on Accello, Ernie Young's label. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And yes, I asked a question here, and we've narrowed it down because Billy Bob said working in security. I said, I need to know exactly what, and he said prison guard. I said, no. So we've got it narrowed down, and I expect a winner soon. The Harvard Institute for Policy Studies set out to find the most boring job in America, and they came up with five: assembly line worker, elevator operator, pool typist, housewife, and this job. So what job is it? All right, 888-876-5593. And again, when you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category, and that includes absolutely anything. But right now, Mike in Lindenhurst wants to take some guesses on the trivia question. So, Mike, welcome to WGN Radio.
Okay, I got my simple guess is lighthouse tender.
Nope.
How about missile silo guys?
Nope.
Okay.
I like that, though. I'm
glad they're boring.
Well, right, exactly. I am, too, especially with the silo. You betcha I'm glad it's boring. All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah, I was going to bid on a silo. You know, that they have those surplus auction things, and I thought that would really be neat, you know, all the way down there. But then I read a little further in the documentation. They took out the elevator. I thought, how the hell am I going to get down there? All right, so, but people do buy them, and... We never hear from them again. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And let's see, what do we have? Jan in Dallas wants to take some guesses. So, Jan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, I'd be insulted if I'd ever been a housewife.
Well, you know, I think it probably is fairly boring just because it's repetitive, and especially if you've got kids, you know. I mean,
but you've got a wonderful husband.
Well, that's right, and you see him 4 hours a week, according to one study.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's four waking hours. I would assume you're sleeping next to him, but, I mean, in terms of being conscious, they say on average 4 hours a week. I'm like, what the hell are they doing?
I don't know. My goodness.
Yeah, really.
Well, security. I've got four guesses.
Okay.
Bank.
And we have a winner, bank guard.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I used to work with him once.
Oh, really? Was he bored?
Yes.
Oh, see, there you go. So Harvard's right again. All right, hang on, Jan. You're a winner. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, absolutely. Bank guard, top five boring jobs, according to the Harvard Institute for Policy Studies. That would be assembly line worker, elevator operator, pool typist, housewife, and bank guard. All right, so you need another question. Oh, I kind of loved this one. A Los Angeles library revoked one man's library card for this placekeeping habit. Obviously, he did not use the standard bookmark. What did he use? Yeah, they said, you're out of here. You're borrowing nothing after this. And so what did he use? All right, so that's my question. You'll have... another one of the bumper stumpers coming up here in a few minutes, and maybe we'll get an answer. If not the theme, we'll see. But we're back to Naoto in Japan. Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you. This is Thomas Radio.
Yeah. So, of course, it's not a holiday in Japan, but here on Monday, mm-hmm. we're goofing off for Labor Day. And meanwhile,
yeah.
I'm laboring. Okay, you'll probably know this. It's actually two different types, but by far, these two types are the most prone to severe unhappiness. They're just unhappy types. Mm. What are they?
Mm.
I'll take either one of them.
So I think, one of them is definitely INFP.
Yep, that's one of them, INFP. So you're a winner. Do you know what the other one is?
I'm guessing probably INFJ.
Nope, INTP.
TP, oh.
Yeah, that's yeah. They're apparently miserable. All right, well, I had to check to make sure I wasn't one of those. I forgot my type, and then I said, okay, good, I'm safe. All right, well, hang on, Taylor, don't go away. All right, yes, just miserable, I tell you. And, of course, employers might care about that. Yeah, that's right. Who's likely to bring the entire group down? All right, so 888-876-5593. Tracy in Philadelphia is back on WGN Radio.
Yo, Raleigh, happy Labor Day.
Well, and happy Labor Day to you, too. I heard from Allie Hackett. You told him where I was.
Yeah, I enjoyed that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to, he told me what his favorite Jackie Wilson record was, and I'm going to play it tomorrow night.
Yeah, but I want to request Havana Moon by Chuck Berry.
I thought I played that the other night.
Nah.
Yeah, I did, but I can play it again. I did play it, but I'll play it again. Yep, played it.
Yeah, and I gave the phone number to John at WRDV. I was hoping that you'd be able to call Jim back this Saturday morning between 9 and 12 outside.
Well, I guarantee you I'll be well asleep those hours, but I'll be thinking about them, that's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah,
but that's the only time when he's on.
I know. But see, I'm doing this show from Phoenix, Arizona area, so we're much earlier.
Oh, y'all still in Arizona? Okay, I thought y'all was in Chicago.
The radio station is, and I'm thrilled to be on it, but I'm not sitting there.
Yeah. Was it 8:40 right now in Arizona.
Yep, 8:43, 8:41, 8:42. Yes, absolutely.
Y'all time when he come on at 9 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah.
Morning.
Yep. So give him my best, but no, I'll only have it in my dreams.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I'll play Havana Moon again, but I did play it last week.
I missed it, Doug. Mm. I meant to ask to play it after midnight outside Thursday night after Allie went off once more was filmed by the Whisper.
Oh yeah, I played that. You heard that, I hope.
Yeah. I was still listening to Allie at the time.
All right. Well, I'll get you your Havana Moon again, I promise. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, Tracy. All right. So, Tracy checks in from Philly. All right. 888-876-5593. Now, 888-876-5593. I've got three lines available, and I'd appreciate you filling them. How about that? All right. So, now, our new question. I don't know if David in Forest Park, Illinois, wants to guess on that or if he's even still there. Are you still with us, David? No, he left. Well, who could blame him? He was going to guess on the other question, but we already got that answer. So, if you want to guess, we have a Los Angeles library revoked a man's library card for this place-keeping habit. Obviously, he didn't use the standard bookmark. What did he use? And it was enough that they literally revoked the guy's bookmark. Yeah. So, let's see. John in Covington, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I'll try... First time I've done this one. I'll try the 5 for 5.
Oh, good. I'm delighted to hear it. All right, let's see what we can do. In which 60s band did Peter Tork play?
The Monkees.
Which of the Great Lakes is the coldest?
I'll say Lake Erie.
Superior. But that's all right. You're allowed one wrong. Okay. Who was the president after Nixon resigned?
After Nixon resigned, it was Gerald Ford.
Yep. What's the freezing point of water?
Oh, 32.
Yep. What's the name of the toy cowboy in the movie Toy Story?
Oh. Shoot. I'll call you next week.
Well, just now you'll never forget it. It's Woody.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. So, 888-876-5593. We'll get some guesses from Paul and Woodstock in moments, and you'll get another bumper. Yes, a bumper stumper right after this on WGN Radio.
Got to get yourself together. Show me the
yourself together. And through these eyes, all I can see is the love you created, the world you vacated for me. Baby, 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 got to get yourself together. You can shake it.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, who are they? All right. What a fine song. Well, I thought so anyway. And in case you were wondering, let's see if I can get you a year and a label on that. Because I don't remember. I should, but I do know. Soundstage 7, of course. 1969. Yeah. Years ago, I had done a personal appearance. It was the worst personal appearance in my entire career. Almost nobody showed up, but that group did. Well, I guess that's the highlight of my night. They showed up. So who are they? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we've got Alex in Round Lake. What's going on tonight, Alex?
How are you?
Well, I'm here. That's about all I can
say. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And yourself?
I'm okay. How are you? Well, you know, I'm doing all right.
Good. Excellent. So what are we working on here?
I thought we were doing trivia.
Good. And you're going to answer my question here?
I think.
Okay. Good. Good. All right. All right. I'll take that. So, yes, Los Angeles Library revoked one man's library card for this placekeeping habit. Obviously, he did not use the standard bookmark. What did he use?
Dog ears?
Nope. No dog ears. This is so awful, and this is absolutely true, too. Only in L.A.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, if you think of anything else, call me back.
All right. By the way?
Yes.
It's my birthday.
Really? Well, happy, happy. How are you celebrating? I can't believe it's just by listening to this. Did you have a big day?
Yeah. I was with my grandkids, and we had a good time.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Nice way to spend it. All right. Now, 888-876-5593. Paul in Woodstock is going to take some guesses, I do believe. So, Paul, let me first say goodbye to Alex. And there's plenty of lines available. Yeah, like all of them. Paul in Woodstock, welcome back to WGN Radio. Oh, and I mean all of them. All right, Paul is gone. He might have been guessing on the last question. I don't know. But, yeah, it's absolutely true. You know, for the library to revoke your card, you've really got to do something fairly destructive. And this was. Yeah, it was. He'd been warned multiple times, do not use that as a bookmark. And he continued, what was it? I have utterly no idea what possessed him as far as that goes. So you can have anything you want as far as questions. Yeah, and it is. It's a live show. It's Labor Day, but we're live. And it is, the earliest Labor Day you can possibly have, the 1st of September. And like I was saying, Archie Bell of Archie Bell and the Drells, 81 today, and had a stroke in 2021. It affected the right side of his body, and he's been in a nursing home ever since. And I've got an address for him if you want to send cards. Maybe I'll put that online after the show. Gloria Estefan, 68. Boy, that ages you, don't you think? Born in Havana. Of course, grew up in Miami and all that. So that's the deal. And... right. Got married on September 2nd, the day after her birthday in 1978. And so 47th wedding anniversary. She's my first and only boyfriend. Two kids and a grandkid. All right. Barry Gibb, 79. And I think he's still with us. And celebrating his 54th wedding anniversary, assuming he is. I'll have to look that up. So, he and Scottish beauty queen Linda Gray, the former Miss Edinburgh, got married on his birthday in 1970. All right, so Paul called back. I guess he's going to tackle this question after all. Well, very good. All right, so Paul, what do you think?
Well, I have a couple of guesses. Cigarette butts?
Nope, it's worse than that.
Gum.
Well, I don't know if it is worse than that, but it probably is.
What else would be really worse than that? Some kind of, like, cheese or something.
Nope, not cheese. That would be pretty bad. Yeah. A nice slice of American. No, it's not cheese.
Lunch meat.
No, but that's closer than cheese.
Huh.
Now, I will say that it is edible, and it was raw. And when you think about it, you can see why it would work as a bookmark. You could also see why no one in their right mind would have used it.
Like a celery stick?
Oh, it's much worse than that.
Beef jerky.
It's worse than that.
Oh, my gosh.
And remember, it's raw. So beef jerky is you know, theoretically cooked.
That's true. That's true. All right, something raw. So, like...
And it could function as a bookmark. Sane people wouldn't want it to.
So it's something edible. It's probably thin. It's raw. Like a piece of banana?
It's worse than that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I think that's all my guesses.
Well, think about it. Maybe it will come to you.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, and okay. I won't reveal it at the end of the night. If you don't get it, it becomes a straggler, and I'll reveal it at the end of next week. But I think somebody's going to get it. We've already determined that it's edible, it's raw, and it can work as a bookmark, but why on earth anyone would... What would possess them to even think of it? There's a lot of questions like that I wonder about. So it is live Monday Night Trivia, and we have two more hours of this. That's right. So I absolutely could use the calls. Otherwise, I'll continue to prattle on about the fact that Conway Twitty would have been 92 today. Yeah, that'll age you. And Boxcar Willie would have been 94. How about that? So it was on this date in 1961 that Ricky Nelson left for Australia for his first concert tour down under. And a year later, Ray Charles was in the Catskills at the Concord Hotel. All right. On this date in 1964, Gene Pitney is in Canada, co-starring with Fabian. Yes, you got it. It's Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars. All right. Yeah, well, I guess if you're going to Canada, a good time of year to do it. What else do we have? Shindig in 1965 had James Brown doing Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. And Booker T and the MGs. Also in 65, Where the Action Is had Barbara Lewis. Baby, I'm Yours. Yeah. So there you have that. Now, other things that happened. 1967, the final episode of Malibu U. Never heard of it. Dionne Warwick sang Windows on the World. Peter and Gordon did Sunday for Tea. Marvin Gaye, Unchanging Love. And Sandy Posey did I Take It Back. All right, that's the only one I've heard of out of those. So Malibu, you missed the whole show. All right, so there you have that. It was also monumental this date in 1962. It's what chart-wise kicked it off for the four seasons. Sherry entered the top 40 charts, 1962 this day. Yeah. A year later, Rufus Thomas released Walking the Dog in 1963. Yeah, so there. 888-876-5593. Let's see. Fran is in Austin, and she's going to do lyrics, which I'll have to do after the news because I'll have to appropriately look them up. So what year do we want, Fran?
Well, I was going to guess. I think I know what he's marking the books.
Okay, good. What do you think?
Bacon.
Absolutely right. Raw bacon. What would possess somebody?
I was thinking, I don't know. And where is he getting, is he carrying, like, raw, why is he carrying raw bacon to the library?
No, he's probably checking the books out. He's reading them at home.
Oh, I'm putting raw, okay, I'm thinking he's...
No, he's not doing this in the library. He's checking out the books, taking them home, and then returning them with raw bacon. And I guess
that's a waste of good bacon.
Well, yeah, right. And maybe good books, depending. I don't know what the guy's taste was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But, you know, the first thing I think of course, is it's a waste of good bacon.
It is a waste of good bacon. Really, really. And how much bacon do you have on hand that you you feel the need to use that as your bookmark? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I got it because, you know, I thought, okay, what looks like a bookmark?
Right.
Raw food. Right. Raw bacon, you
That's
know.
Exactly what I thought, too. In fact, when I was looking at this, I said, I can see it, but I can't imagine why. All right.
No.
So we're going to do 1964 lyrics, is this? All right.
Yeah.
Right after the news. Stay right where you are. Don't go away. All right. And we'll pick it up right after the news. We got Lisa. We got Bill. We got, we got you because you're going to call. I just know it. I can feel it in my bones. All right. There won't be any revival. Coming up on WGN Radio, another hour of Monday Night Trivia.
You got the right string, baby, but the wrong yo-yo. Somebody knocking on your door. Well, I passed this morning by the hot wax store. A brand new string for my yo-yo. Walked on down to the doctor to get the string put on. He made a mistake, put the string on wrong.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? That's a gift. Come on, that's a hit. All right, so we'll see how you do with that, or what he has in common with everything else we're playing. All right, so with that in mind, we're back to Fran in Austin and her lyrics from 1964. And you probably know who that was, but I'd rather do it.
I don't, but I think Gary does, and I think he's going to be calling.
Okay.
Soon.
All right. All right. So here's your 1964 lyric. She moves around like a wayward summer breeze. Go, driver, go, go. Catch her for me, please.
Oh, that's Chuck Berry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why can't I think of the name of the song?
As I got on a city bus and found a vacant seat, I thought I saw my future bride walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, hey, conductor, you must slow down. I think I see you. Please,
Nadine.
There we go. Absolutely. Nadine.
Yeah.
Yes,
I was trying to think. I was thinking of my, because I used to, my guide dog's name was Birdine.
Oh, okay. So
B-E-R-D-I-N-E. So I used to say, Birdine.
Is that you? Yeah.
Honey, is that you?
Right. So seems been, like, you know, every time I see you, darling,
around.
You up to something new. Yeah.
That's right. I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
I kept thinking about Birdine. I'm like, I know that's not it.
Yeah, yeah. but close enough. It's probably my
Nadine,
favorite Chuck Berry record. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Mine too. I love that.
Well, good deal. Well, hang on. Don't go away. You are a winner. All right. So,
all right.
Of course. Why should I even doubt it? Yes. And I was looking at all the possible lyrics. So there's, you know them all. So I'll just pick one that I like reciting. So there you have it. And I do like reciting. All right. So, and as Fran predicted, Gary would call with the answer. So who is it?
Well, I think I heard Dr. Feelgood.
Absolutely. Piano Red himself, Dr. Feelgood and the Interns. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, right. That was one of my favorite songs as a little kid. So.
Oh, it was a great song. And you can tell
and
they had
fun. I still love it to this day.
Right. And they had fun in that session. You can just tell.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
All right. So.
Great to hear it.
Yep. Glad you called. Don't go away. All right. So, of course, okay. Gary's a winner. That goes without saying. All right. Now, 888-876-5593. There is one line available for you. And we're going to do charts, I do believe, again. Chris is in Lancaster, Ohio. Chris, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
I'm so glad you called.
Oh, thank you.
So,
thanks for taking my call.
Always. 1965, huh?
Yes.
This week in 1965?
That'll be fine.
All right, let's find it here. And right, let's see. Oh, yes, I do remember it. number one, Help.
Beatles.
Number two, Like a Rolling Stone.
That would be Bob Dylan.
Number three, California Girls.
The Beach Boys.
Yeah, number four, Unchained Melody.
The Righteous Brothers.
Yep, it wasn't Al Hibbler. All right, number five, It's the Same Old Song.
Four Tops.
Yep, number five. That was number five. Number six, I Got You, Babe.
Sonny and Cher.
Number seven, You Were on My Mind. When I woke up this morning. Yes, yes. Number eight, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Because that'd be anybody else but James Brown.
It'd be painful if it is. So I don't want to hear of somebody else doing that. Number nine, Eve of Destruction.
Barry McGuire.
Yes. And number 10, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me.
Nell Carter.
Absolutely right. We got the whole top 10. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, Nothing But Heartaches.
The Supremes.
All right. So number 12, It Ain't Me, Babe. On White Whale. No, 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 It Ain't Me.
The Turtles.
Babe. Yes. Number
the
13, Turtles. Down in the Boondocks.
Billy Joe Royal.
Yep. Number 14, Baby, I'm Yours.
Barbara Lewis.
Number 15, The In Crowd. Instrumental.
Vocal.
Yeah, instrumental. Don't worry about Dobie Gray.
Ramsey Lewis.
Yes. Number 16, Tracks of My Tears.
Smokey Robinson, yeah, Miracles?
Miracles it is. Number 17, Since I Lost My Baby.
Temptations, I believe.
Yeah, on Gordy. Number 18, All I Really Want to Do. Is Baby Be Friends With You.
Oh, that's been done by so many kind of...
Normally in a duo, but not on this. It was on Imperial.
Imperial. That's the Bob Dylan song, right?
I have no idea. Could be.
Oh, it's either Sonny or Cher.
Yes, it's Cher. It's Cher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, good. Number 19, Heart Full of Soul.
Yardbird.
Yep. 20, Save Your Heart for Me.
Oh. Snuff Garrett's favorite artist.
Yes,
Jerry Lewis.
Yes, absolutely. That's when I thought he should be knighted. Anybody who can make Gary Lewis sound good is okay in my book. 21, In the Midnight Hour.
Wilson Pickett.
22, Hang on, Sloopy.
The McCoys.
23, Action.
They'd have run me out of the state if I missed.
Right, exactly.
That last one.
That's right. Dayton would have just all acted up. You're right. So he has 23, Action. Think of the TV show.
Yeah, I know, and I'm trying to think who the artist was.
He was on Swan most of the time. He was.
Freddie Cannon.
Yes, absolutely. Number 24, Houston.
Dean Martin.
Yep. Number 25, Catch Us If You Can.
Dave Clark, 5.
26, Juju Hand. You can do this. They were Texan.
Oh,
they were on MGM. They had one
Sam
big...
the Champ.
Yes, absolutely right. Number 22, Turnabout's Fair Play, Laugh At Me, was on ATCO.
That would be Sonny.
Yes, I'm afraid it would. 28, Looking Through the Eyes of Love.
Gene Pitney.
Yes, 29, Shaking Finger Pop.
I know the song. It's just I'm not
originally worked for Ed Wingate on his labels, like Golden World, and then Berry Gordy bought him. Ultimately, Berry Gordy bought the albums, but he came to fame because of Ed Wingate.
Let's see. So it was a Motown group act.
It's a solo artist.
Solo artist, yeah, okay.
Later Motown, yes. Like I say, Berry Gordy was beside himself. He just, yeah, wanted what Ed Wingate had. On such wonderful labels as Riktik, and this particular record came out on Riktik, a fine label. Yeah, Joanne Bratton co-owned the label with Ed Wingate. Oh, you're going to kick yourself. You're going to be so unhappy. Chris, I'll be able to hear you wailing without a phone.
I know, because I know the song. I just cannot place the artist right now.
Yeah, yep. Well, we got Shaken Finger Pop with Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and then Agent 00 Soul with Edwin Starr. So either one.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. It was kind of an Ed Wingate double spin there. All right. Well, you did really good. Really, really good. All right. So hang on. Don't go away. You are a winner. All you have to do is get the top 10, and you did that. So don't go away. All right. So
okay, thank
good
you.
To hear from Chris. Yes, absolutely. You did very well. Yeah. All right. So, in fact, that one song, Shaken Finger Pop, that actually was on Soul. That was a Motown thing. But then, as I mentioned, Agent 00 Soul, that was on Riktik. But yeah. All right, so let's put Chris on hold and check with what? With Lisa in Dundee. All right, Lisa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. When I first called in, I was going to try to answer the bookmark question.
Okay.
But while I was on hold, it was answered. But yeah. I didn't have the right answer anyway. I was thinking salami.
Got it. Almost as bad, although Rob Bacon does take the cake. I can't imagine. I wish they had more information on this guy.
Well, did he leave the bacon in the book when the book was returned?
Apparently so. How else would
they
have known?
Otherwise, they wouldn't know he did it except for the grease mark or whatever.
Right. They wouldn't have been sure it was bacon.
Right.
But no, they were absolutely sure. No doubt about that. So
that is so strange.
And thank you for the wonderful question.
You're quite welcome.
It means a lot.
Now, some of the questions that you haven't asked yet on previous lists.
Yeah.
Does that mean that maybe they were too hard?
No,
or?
Just whatever. I just sort of.
Do you still have those lists?
Yeah, absolutely. I have
okay,
every
good.
One of them. I
okay,
have every,
great.
Every one of them.
Okay.
So. There was,
so you should have quite a few now by now, right?
Yeah, no, I've got a bunch of them, and this
okay.
is this is.
I mean, they still pop in my head all day. So
oh, good.
I'll
well,
just keep writing them down.
Well,
and
that's wonderful.
Send them
yeah.
in every Sunday.
Yeah, I appreciate it more than you know.
Oh,
so,
you're welcome. It's fun to do.
Well, good. All right.
So yeah, I'll pick a Seinfeld question, I guess.
Okay, let's see. This can't be right. Susan Ross died from licking toxic envelopes.
Yes.
Why was she engaged in such a task? What was it for?
It was for her wedding invitation.
Absolutely right. Licking envelopes. All right. Passing
because
out
because they were so cheap, that's why.
Right. Passing out due to toxic glue. Dying in the hospital at the end of the episode. And this is a comedy. All right. So.
Yes, it was, actually.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Funny.
Well, you're a
okay.
winner. All right. Hang
Thank
on.
You,
Don't
Raleigh.
Go away, Lisa. Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Yes, toxic envelopes. All right. Sounds good to me. Now, we'll get to Bill in Wisconsin. He wants a TV from the 70s. Oh, I got one for him. Linda in Richland Park wants 5x5. We're going to do that. And I realized you need another question. Oh, let's stay with California because they're just so resplendent. All right. In one California city, there is a law on the books that makes it illegal for a woman to do this in a business office. Do what? In one California, it is illegal for a woman to do this in a business office. Do what? Absolutely no word on what led to this prohibition. 888-876-5593. Bill's coming up next right here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Sitting here thinking about you, pulling at my hair. Sitting here thinking about you, wondering if you care, but I know you do, just like I care for you. Oh, but you're so mixed up, you don't know.
James, so who is that? Yes, solo artist, had been a member of two different groups, probably neither of which you know, but they put out some really nice records. All right, so who is she? 888-876-5593. All right, so Bill is in Wisconsin, and welcome back to WGN Radio, Bill. Are you with us? Bill, don't tell me you went away. I've got your question here and everything. Oh, this is just terrible. All right, well, maybe Bill call back. He wanted a 70s TV trivia. All right, I can do that. But in the meantime, we got Linda from Richland Park. So, Linda, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, I'm back again.
Well,
trying again.
Good, good, good. nothing wrong with that.
No, you know, I thought I had the question when they asked about the bookmark. I knew I had that right.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was going to say sushi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could
be
interesting.
You know how they rolled it up
long?
Yeah. You know how they rolled it up and it's raw?
Yeah.
So I thought, but I had that one wrong. I said, man, if I ever win something, I'd probably fall over and faint. You'd be saying, Linda, you still there? You still there?
All right.
So I said, since I was on the phone, I said, well, maybe I'll try that five for five.
Yeah, why not?
If you can, I'll try the five for five.
All right. Peggy is a nickname for what name?
Who?
Peggy.
Peggy.
P-E-G-G-Y. Peggy. Nickname for what name?
No, Peggy is a
nickname.
A nickname?
Yeah, for a proper name. Peggy. Common nickname.
Peg.
Well, no, Peg is a nickname, too. What's it a nickname for?
What's a nickname for Peggy?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. A nickname for Peggy.
All right. Well, it's Margaret.
Priscilla.
So, no, it's Margaret.
Priscilla.
It's Margaret.
Far from it. Okay.
All right. What soft drink once contained cocaine as one of the original ingredients?
It was Coca-Cola.
Absolutely. Okay. So you just got to get three more right. All right.
Mm.
All right. Here you go. What did Jesus turn water into?
Wine.
Okay. So you just got to get two more right. All right. And John says you're about to go to the news. All right, well, I'm not done. All right. Black Beauty was what?
A horse.
Yes. And who was Johnny Carson's sidekick?
Ed McMahon.
Okay, you got four of them. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Good deal. Good
Finally.
Deal, Linda. Yeah, there you are. All right. So absolutely. All right. So there you are. There you have it. So we'll get after the news to Dave. He likes his Flintstones multiple choice, of course. Yes, he specifies. And Mark in Aurora wants his Star Trek trivia, so I'll task John with that question. All right, and there's plenty of room for you. We've got another hour and a half of Monday Night Trivia to go. It is live at this Labor Day. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Boop, shaboom. Bands are swinging it, doobop shaboom. Kids are singing it, doobop shaboom. Now you got the hang of it. Teenage love song, dig it. Doobop shaboom, your feet keep a rocking it. Doobop shaboom, your knees keep a knocking it. Real solid tune, and there's no stopping it. Teenage love song. You bop the blues, wear out your shoes. Mama scolds you rock and roll. Papa gets his medicine. Hide your phonograph again. What they never seem to dig is how you're getting off the dig. And you're no square, no. Bop shaboom. Think it's the greatest to bebop with you. Swing to the latest, but what can I do? Mom's aggravated with my teenage love song. Shaboom, kids are singing it, doobop shaboom. Now you've got the hang of it. Teenage love song, dig it. Doobop shaboom, your feet keep a rocking it. Doobop shaboom, your knees keep a knocking it. Real solid tune, and there's no stopping it. Teenage love song.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who's that? All right, and what's the theme? There is a theme here as well. So far, we've knocked off Dr. Feelgood doing Right String, but the wrong yo-yo. Other than that, it's been a vast wasteland, I tell you what. So I have a question out there. Let me find it again. I've lost my question. I knew it would come to this. All right, so let me find it. I know I had it here. All right, yes, indeed. Oh, this is a good question, too. It's absolutely true. In one California city, there's a law that makes it illegal for a woman to do this in a business office. Do what? All right. John wanted to know if there were any states where it was illegal to do it anywhere. No. There's no mass ban on it. All right. So what is it? Illegal to do it in a business office. All right. So 888-876-5593. Now, Dave on the north side, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello. Oh,
yes. So you like your multiple choices, and in this case, you've got 26 choices. And
hold on a second. Real quick, is it breastfeeding for your question you just asked?
No, it is not.
Okay, and Fred Flintstone turned 65 yesterday.
That's very nice.
He had an episode, I was trying to tell you, he had a marathon on the channel.
All right, so you want your Flintstones trivia question. Well,
yeah.
We'll talk about Fred here. What's his middle initial? You've got 26 choices.
I think it's J.
It is F.
Ah, really?
Yes.
Because there was a couple episodes where he says Fred J. Flintstone.
F, apparently. And yes, and 25% of the people who answered the quiz agreed with that. 55% thought it was R, and 19% thought it was S. So, but it is F. F as in Fred. All right.
What's his middle name then?
Who the hell knows? This is a MeTV quiz. They don't tell me anything. But I have no idea. Let me see if I can look it up.
I thought you had all the answers.
I had the right answer there. I just that's interesting because apparently according to Wikipedia it changed from time to time. So I don't know. I'm just going with MeTV.
Yeah, because I've heard say Fred J. Flintstone a couple times.
Yeah, couldn't begin to tell you. You got it. You're probably watching that marathon on MeTV. Just take it up with them.
But you know what, too? That at the end, like, if you want to know the names of the characters, it's, like, impossible. My girlfriend, I could see, she said they show them too quick, like, in 30 seconds. And
well, they speed that up on the replays. Yeah. They weren't that fast on the original shows.
Yeah.
And that way, they can get a promo or something in there. So, interestingly, I guess probably any answer in the world would have done. I'm looking here now. So there's one that says is Fred W. Flintstone. Another one does say Frederick Joseph Flintstone. There's your J. So, but according to MeTV, it's F. So, okay, so let's see now. Let's see.
And there's one last thing, watching them. There's like a couple.
Oh, okay. No, here I've got it. I know why they came up with it. In the initial season episode, The Engagement Ring, when asked for his name to run a credit to verify, Fred gives his name as Fred F. Flintstone. So that's where it comes from.
Okay.
So that's the episode, The Engagement Ring. You'll have to go look at it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
So, yeah, see, I don't know. There's no way. But I would assume that the crack staff at MeTV spends hours thinking of these things. Why not? All right, so, yeah. And my question, of course, is, one California city, there's a law that makes it illegal for a woman to do this in a business office. Do what? And we have Mark in Aurora who wants a Star Trek question. Because, of course, when you don't know my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. Mark is proving that again in Aurora wanting Star Trek. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, just fine. I had an unexpectedly good Labor Day.
Really? What went right?
I went to a folk festival in Fox Valley. A friend met me in Geneva, which is where she lives, and then she took me there, and we sat in a park and listened to various folk artists, and one of them happened to be a woman that I had seen in Chicago venues years ago, and she said, she was asked to come and talk to me, and she said, "You seem familiar," and I reminded her of the Steve and Johnny show on WGN and how he had done an album cover where a wine glass tipped over and spilled her out of it. She was wearing a burgundy off-the-shoulder dress, and she said, "Oh, yeah, that was one of my earlier albums." And he was just so kind and so appreciative of me as, not even a big fan, but her name is Anne Harris.
Okay.
And she plays the violin and she sings, and she even gave me a free CD.
How nice.
Very nice. Very nice lady.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad it was a nice day.
It was.
Excellent. All right. May there All be right. many more. Okay. So
yeah,
here
yeah.
we go. I'm
okay.
going to give you the description and you'll tell me what episode.
Okay.
The Enterprise crew suffer a pathological tranquility when they are exposed to spores on Omicron SETI 3.
Omicron SETI 3. Yeah, this is the one about Paradise. And it's
good. You're doing really good. It's in the title.
Yeah, the Paradise Syndrome.
Actually, it's this side of Paradise, but close
enough. This
side
of Paradise.
Yes.
Yeah, this side of Paradise.
Yes.
And yeah, and when the spores hit Mr. Spock, they really put him through a lot of pain before he finally. And then Captain Kirk was the last one to come around, and he didn't stay around very long because he got angry.
Well, Kirk discovers a simple biological antidote, and Spock, meanwhile, falls in love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he falls in love. He falls in love with Layla Colomi,
who was Jill Ireland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and Kirk deliberately gets him into a fight, which almost
it comes out badly for Kirk. But yeah, they put subsonic waves into the air to get under people's skin.
Uh-huh. Well, very good. Well, you know your episodes. Hang on. You're a winner.
Okay.
Don't go away. All right. Absolutely right. No doubt about that. But I might as well have been speaking Latvian. All right. So let's see what we have here. We're going to do some Seinfeld trivia with Jeff. And Cindy's got some guesses, and Joe's got some guesses. And there's a line available for you. But coming up in moments is another bumper stumper that you're about to hear. And maybe you'll do better at this one. We'll see on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Yeah, that's a favorite of mine, actually. So maybe you know. I've played it before, I do believe. All right, so in the meantime, that's my bumper stumper. Nobody's guessed on a theme, let alone we've only had one answer on the artist so far. Dr. Feelgood guessed immediately. Maybe next hour some of those will be familiar, some pretty big names, actually. And we have a question we're working on, the one I threw out. In one California city, there's a law that makes it illegal for a woman to do this in a business office. Do what? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And as I say, I would love to know what brought this law about. What was the incident that fueled this? I can't begin to imagine. In the meantime, Jeff in Homewood, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Jeff?
Going okay. How are you?
I'm here. And hanging out on Labor Day, talking to you, and that made it better. So let's see. We're going to do some Seinfeld trivia.
Let me try the strangler for a second.
Oh, good.
How about adjust your pantyhose?
No. Adjust your pantyhose. That's pretty good. No.
Wear a bikini.
Nope.
Drink coffee out of a baby's bottle.
Nope.
Okay, I give up.
All right. In the episode, we're talking Seinfeld trivia now. In the episode, The Pothole, Elaine goes to great lengths to order a particular dish from a nearby Chinese restaurant. What's the name of the dish? And in fact, it was so good that she maintained her cover as a janitor in order to continue eating it.
Yeah, I know the episode you're talking about, but I don't remember which area. How about Szechuan chicken?
Supreme Flounder.
Oh.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. And I'd have given to him if he came up with any fish at all. But no, yeah. Supreme Flounder. All right. So that's the deal there. Now, Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
And you're saying, you know, I wanted to guess about the trivia question.
Good.
You know, I might be right, because if they had to make a law that they could be, you'll know I had a full career when I give you my answer.
Mm-hmm.
The women are forbidden from sexually harassing all the men.
Nope.
Okay. Okay, well, that's my guess.
All
okay,
right.
Thank
well, thanks
you.
For trying. Appreciate it. Yep, not even close. All right, so 888-876-5593. Joe is in Aurora. He's going to take some guesses. Hello, Joe. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
Well, I'm here.
Well, I just wanted to make a guess with regards to your California question.
All right.
Nail polish?
Nope.
Nail polish remover?
Nope.
Okay. I failed.
No, that's good. Those are nice guesses. But, you know, I could almost see how... Excuse me, something like that could happen.
God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. But in this case, I'm looking at this, and you'll see when it's finally revealed, if somebody doesn't get it, it'll be held over next week, but then I'll give it out at the end of the next show if nobody gets it. But for the life of me, I can't imagine what caused this to be a law. So I can't imagine that it happened. But apparently it not only happened, it became illegal to do it.
Cut their hair?
Nope.
I know, I'm stretching there.
Well, maybe not. I mean, this is out there, too, believe me.
It's California.
Well, it is. That's right. What ain't fruit and nuts is flakes. All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Have a great night.
You too. All right. So, 888-876-5593. Now, we have another hour of trivia coming up after this, by the way. And Paul is calling back in Woodstock. So, all right, Paul. Paul's back. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks. I thought I'd do a 5 for 5.
I don't see why not. Here we go. I'm not sure. I think I did some of these already. All right. Robert Weston Smith's professional name was?
I do not know. Robert Weston Smith. No, that doesn't ring a bell.
Wolfman Jack.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that was his real name. Okay.
Okay, well, then let's forget some entertainment questions here. All right, here. It's a slogan. Not just a job, it's an adventure. What's it a slogan for?
The military?
Well, you have to be more specific.
The Army.
It's the Navy. Not just a job,
no,
it's an adventure.
It.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. Talk to me next week. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Yep. So, there you are. Yeah, the Navy. Not just a job, it's an adventure. Yeah, boy. All right. So, we'll continue to take your calls on Monday Night Trivia, which... as Labor Day is coming to a close in Chicago, we have another hour, and it is all live, you betcha. And that's right, pledged to be here on all holidays, and this is one of them. So let's see. Oh, John Sweeney, a first-time caller. So I'm not 100% sure what we're going to be working on, but I'm already looking forward to it. Oh, he's in California. All right, so he's probably got an inside track on this. Derry is a first-time caller in Burbank. Welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I'm just taking a guess. Is it wearing pants?
No. What else you got?
That's it.
All right. I'm so glad you called. Do it again.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right, so yeah, I'm not wearing pants. Actually, interestingly, this is true. California, I think, was the first state that made it illegal for an employer to discriminate and not allow women to wear pants in the workplace. Yeah, crazy times, but that's what it was. Yeah, so apparently some places of employment were demanding that women still wear dresses or skirts or whatever, and it went to went up the legislature, and they made it illegal. So you cannot insist that one gender dress differently than another gender. Well, boy, well, it's gotten interesting since then, don't you think? All right, yeah, all right. But that's not it. This is, and I don't know. I've tried to look this up, which is why, by the way, I'm using this question, because you can't Google it. But I've tried to look it up to find out what precipitated them passing this law. What is the incident that caused this? I don't know, but in one California city, there's a law that makes it illegal for a woman to do this in a business office. Do what? All right, so there's your question for next hour. And you get four more bumper stumpers. And, I don't know. We'll see how you do. Should be able to get some of them. But then again, yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And other than that, I hope you'll keep me company. Because, you know, Tuesday through Thursday, I can prattle on about almost anything. But as I prove on a nightly basis. But on Monday, it's trivia, and since I'm asking the questions, I can't answer them as well. So that's why we need you, and that's the deal. Jimmy Clanton turns 87 years old tomorrow. Yeah, and Venus in Blue Jeans himself, and yeah, many other things too. What else? What else do I have? Billy Preston would have been 79 tomorrow. And sadly died after he had kidney disease and all of that. And he had a kidney transplant, too. But nonetheless, it didn't work out for him. Drug use led to multiple failures. And he died in June of 2006 in Scottsdale, 59 years old. Bobby Purify would have turned 86 tomorrow. Born in Tallahassee. Yeah, he was half of James and Bobby Purify. He wasn't a Purify. He was actually James Purify's cousin, but he was the original Bobby Purify. He's actually Robert Dickey was his name. And they had a real falling out. Then he was replaced. But nonetheless, the second Bobby Purify was Ben Moore. And he died in 2022, the year before our Robert Dickey Purify died as well, COVID-related. All right, so that's where we'll pick it up next hour, right after the news, right here on WGN Radio.
Just how my love would be, 'cause you don't even notice me. Every time I meet you on the street, then I almost die as you pass me by. Hey girl, I love you just the same, and you don't even know my name.
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. I need to get a copy of that record. Yeah. But it is a fine song. In fact, years ago, Carol Ford heard me playing it and just fell in love with it. Yeah, played it over and over like we do with our favorite songs. And, yeah, I think of her every time I hear it now. All right, so who are they? 1965 on Bell. And what do they have in common with everybody else we're playing tonight? There is there's a commonality for each one of these songs. All right, so 888-876-5593. Ah, Stacy is in Algonquin. Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, Raleigh. Oh, okay.
Good.
I would like to try... your question. Now, this was in West Hollywood?
No, it was in California. Actually, it was not in West Hollywood at all, but it's a city in California, and I haven't named the city.
Okay. So, and it's something...
It's in a California city, there's a law that makes it illegal for a woman to do this in a business office. Do what?
Put on her makeup?
Nope.
Wear a short skirt?
Nope.
Wear a low-cut top?
Nope.
Wear sneakers?
Nope.
Okay, can I take the 5 for 5?
Absolutely you can. All right, you ready?
Yes.
We're going to start with Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive, Neil Armstrong.
Oh, that Neil Armstrong. Okay. Dead?
Yep. Very good. All right. We'll give you more. Dead or Alive, Sally Struthers.
Alive.
Yes, absolutely. You're doing good at this. So, okay. Dead or Alive, Loretta Swit.
I'm going to say dead.
Yep. Okay, you just got to get one more, so here we go. What was the older brother's name on Leave It to Beaver?
Oh, Wally.
Yes, okay, you're a winner. That's all there is to it.
Thank you.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so, yeah, Stacy scores big time. Now, the prizes are worthless, but she still scores big time, and we appreciate that. All right, Laura is in Willowbrook. How's it going, Laura?
It's good. I'm wide awake for a Rowling trivia.
All right. Good, good. I wonder what's causing that. All right. So here we go. What does MASH stand for?
Mobile Army Surgical Hospital.
Absolutely right. Excellent. Okay. What was the name of the actor who played Jack Dawson in Titanic?
Oh. Leonardo DiCaprio?
Absolutely. All right. Which natural disaster is measured by the Richter scale?
Earthquake?
Yep. Who wrote Crazy for Patsy Cline?
Oh, that one I can't even guess. I don't know.
Okay, that would be Willie Nelson, but that's all right. You just got to get one more. Who was the original host of Family Feud?
Richard Dawson.
Okay, we have a winner. That's all there is to it.
All right.
Hang on, don't go away. All right, so absolutely, Richard Dawson, that's the deal. So, yeah, that's 5 by 5, and Laura and Lisa keep me busy with these questions, and good ones that they are, should you want to do that. We'll have another 3 bumper stumpers, and I'll explain what the commonality is on all these songs at the end of the night. I'll also tell you who all the artists are in case you like some of them. There were some nice ones there, too, and there's 3 more to go. And, yeah, there's reasons you should know all 3, but we'll see. So, we have in one California city, yeah, on the books, is a law that makes it illegal for a woman to do this in a business office. Do what? And as I say, I've searched for what led to that prohibition. And, yeah, there's a story there somewhere, but it is on the books. What is it? So there you have my question, and you got my bumper stumpers. And other than that, the sky's the limit. The categories are yours. Everybody knows something about something, so all you have to do is call. And we were talking about it the other day, saying, well, you're going to be live on Labor Day. How many people call for trivia? Well, not enough is the answer. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Otherwise, I'll muddle through birthdays and stuff like that. And this is also Carol Show Prep. It's actually from last year. I just have to add a year to the birthdays. And she also did wonderful dashboards for me, telling me what was going on, like, you know, what day it was and all those kind of things. That, I guess, I might have to actually work. Oh, man. Don't make me work. All right, because I sort of miss that. Yeah, we'll find out when the next new moon is and the next full moon. And I've got that, actually, here. Wait a minute. Wait. I can tell you that. I did print that out. Also printed when the next Mercury retrograde is, in case you're wondering. And there's one more this year. Mercury goes retrograde on November 9th and direct on November 29th. So that's the deal on that. But as far as new moons, your next new moon is the solar eclipse. That'll be a powerful one. That's September 21st at 2:54 p.m. Central Time. Yeah. as far as full moons. I don't know, should you want to bathe it or something? I don't know that there's too much other than that. And that would be the lunar eclipse on next Sunday, September 7th. Yeah, 1:09 Central Time, lunar eclipse. So we'll be talking about that in the coming days too. But right now we have Stephanie in Madison. And Stephanie, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. First of all, I really want to say how sorry I am about the passing of your friend and wonderful show
prep
person.
Yeah,
her friend. It's just, she sounds wonderful, and I'm really sorry about her passing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and I'm glad to talk to you.
Thank you.
I do have requests. I want to get them out there before I forget.
Okay, let's go.
I would love to hear Billy Stewart Sitting in the Park. That's such a great song. I love Billy Stewart.
Yes,
Summertime.
And that's my favorite of his. And I actually also like that by GQ.
Oh, wow. Also, The Uniques, Not So Long Ago.
Oh, yes, Not Too Long Ago. Yes.
I love that song.
You used to hold me close at the picture show. That was when she really, really loved me so. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, Joe Stampley.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did it as a solo artist because when I was at Epic, he was on Columbia, I think, and I had pestered him so much, I've actually gotten Not Too Long Ago by Joe Stampley.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And this one, I actually, you know, I remembered it because I heard it on Bandstand, like, when it came out. And I said to my husband, I said, there really is a song called Woman is a Man's Best Friend by Teddy and the Twilight.
Yes.
I thought, I don't know if you want to play that one or not.
Oh, sure. I probably got it on this computer. That's the embarrassing part.
Yeah. So anyway, God, it's good to talk to you. I've listened, and then it gets really late, and I'm like, people are, you know, waiting and it, you know. So, but yeah, 1960 chart.
I've got that here, and I just pulled out "Woman is a Man's Best Friend," Twilight.
Yes.
So we'll do that.
Yes.
All right. So now that would be for 1960, the week of August 29th. All right. It's Now or Never.
Elvis.
Walk, Don't Run.
The Ventures.
Twist.
Chubby Checker.
Right, unfortunately. Should be Hank Ballard, but you know that story. Number four, I'm Sorry. So Sorry.
Written by Ronnie Self, Brenda Lee.
Yeah, number five. It normally would be Nel Blue de Pinto de Blue, but not this version. It's just Volare.
Oh, yeah. Is it Domenico Modugno?
Well, no, that's what I say. If it was Domenico Modugno, it would be Nel Blue de Pinto de Blue. So,
oh, God. Okay, so Bobby Rydell.
Of course, right. Yes. No. That's why I was, differentiating from Domenico. Number six. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Da Bikini.
Brian Hyland.
Number seven, Finger Poppin' Time.
Hank Ballard, my man.
Yeah, number eight, Mission Bell.
Donnie Brooks.
Number nine, Only the Lonely.
Oh, Roy Orbison.
And number 10, In My Little Corner of the World.
Anita Bryant.
Yes, well, you've aced the top 10. We'll see how far you go. Number 11 is Dreamin'.
Okay. Johnny Burnett.
12, Theme from the Apartment.
Ferrandi and Teicher.
Yep, 13, Walking in New Orleans.
Oh, God, Fats Domino.
Right, 14, Please Help Me, I'm Fallen.
Hank Blockland.
Yes, absolutely right, very good. Number 15, Yogi.
Oh, God, Yogi. Yogi.
Yeah, boo-boo.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that's
boo-boo. Oh, my God.
On the Shell label.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. 'Cause
can hear it in my head right now.
And you can't name any other song by them. Or if you can, you're one better than me.
I know. No, I can't. Oh, God, it's a group.
Yeah, it is a group. It is a group. And they definitely were wimpy white boys. They were from Garden City, and they were undergraduates at Adelphi.
Okay.
Artie Berkowitz, Charlie Kane. And Charlie Kane, by the way, was actually Charles Kopelman, who had a very nice career at CBS Records, and Don Rubin.
Oh, my God.
And on the Shell label. And yeah, that's another. Yeah, how many records can you name on Shell? I don't know.
They were, not very many.
Right,
I can't think who it is. Darn.
The Ivy Three.
Oh no! Okay, no, I would not have. Yeah, I would not have gotten.
Oh
that,
really? Okay.
No, I no, nope. So no.
Yeah.
The Ivy Three. No, I love that song. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I'll play it for you next week.
All righty. That would be awesome. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah.
You take care.
Right. So, yeah, Charles Kopelman did very well. All right. So I don't know what happened to Artie Berkowitz as far as that goes. I have no idea. All right. So hopefully he did well. Let's see what we have with and Stephanie's a winner, of course, so I don't know if she's hung up or not, but if either way, John needs to jot down that we need to add to her stash. Okay, then. So we've got, let's see, Ruth and Gurney's got some guesses. All right, I want to hear this. All right, Ruth.
Hi, thanks, Riley. The question for California, by the way, somebody zapped my bank account for the first time in California.
Oh, $125
at a restaurant, right.
No.
I don't know whether or not I can get the information to trace what city it was, and I'd like to find out what was purchased, $125.
Well, now, was this off of a debit card or something?
Yes, and
Now, are they going to refund it?
They rebuked it. The bank did, so, and they caught it.
Oh, they did. All right, so you're not out the money.
No, and
good.
They caught it right away.
Excellent.
So that was really interesting.
Yes,
so,
very good.
I picked, though, I said it's either a restaurant or clothing, and it was a restaurant.
Yeah, restaurants are kind of common, yeah.
Well, okay, for your question, I'm going to say only two things, and I don't know what other person's called in and said, so you might have, oh, no, you didn't get it answered correctly.
Mm-mm.
All right. Lipstick? Wearing lipstick?
Nope.
Crossing the legs?
Nope.
Okay, that was it. Those were my two.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay,
all right, good
bye
deal.
Bye.
So, yeah, nice guesses, but no. Like I say, this is really out there. Just so, and it's on the books. Oh, well. So, let's see. We got James on the south side, who's always good for a lot of guesses. All right, James.
Okay, I'm going to say running or owning the business.
No.
Okay, signing the checks.
No.
Being the boss.
No.
Okay.
And remember the question here. It makes it illegal for a woman to do this in a business office.
Okay, I am going to say smoke.
Nope.
Talk to her male coworkers.
Nope.
Have the same lunch break as them.
Nope.
Not have a restroom there?
Nope.
I'm going to say, have the same hours as
nope.
The coworker?
Nope.
Okay, all right. Well, that's all I got for now.
All right, so you want World War II trivia?
Yes.
Before developing the concentration camps, the Nazis considered getting rid of the Jews in this way. What were they going to do?
They were going to deport them.
If so, where would they be going?
Okay, they propose, I guess, okay, to send them to, I think it was, send them not to any other European countries, but to either, like...
it was a specific place. Very specific place.
Oh, okay.
You should know this. I expect you to know this. Yes. And, of course, they were inspired because, after all, they remembered that the British sent criminals to Australia. So they thought, well, let's send the Jews here. And it absolutely is a country.
Okay. Oh, yes. And, okay, they were going to send them to, I think it was, oh, goodness, it was, I'm trying to think, it was in Africa, I think.
Well, off of it anyway.
Huh?
Off of it anyway.
Oh, okay.
That should be a big hint.
Madagascar?
Absolutely right, Madagascar. Yeah. They were going to send the Jews to Madagascar. Now, you're kind of a World War II historian. You can study it to find out why they didn't do it. But they came up with the ultimate horrible solution. But nonetheless, originally it was let's send them to Madagascar. I don't know much about this. I just know that that's a fact. I also don't know if Madagascar was aware they were getting people. Obviously, they didn't get anybody. So anyway, that is the deal. And at the time, it would have been a French colony, by the way, because it was a French colony from 1896 to 1958. So I don't think the French were consulted. Just a thought.
No, yeah. They weren't.
Right.
And
could have been interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
I might come up with some more guesses on, because gotta admit on that other question. Okay, on that because they okay they that,
you
that,
you think
those,
you just think about it. You think about it and you get back to me. All right.
Okay.
Good deal. So yeah, and Madagascar, which I know it sounds so nice, island there off Africa and all that. It's sadly horribly poor across the board. It's like 70% of the population is considered to be well below the poverty line. So it's not maybe, and that's now. I don't know about then. So like I say, I have no idea what that was about. But James can research it and tell us because he knows everything about World War II. So we'll get to Wally, and Wally is in Wheaton. We're going to get to Jerry. Jerry is a first-time caller, and, you know, time stands still for that, except the news doesn't. So, Jerry, I have to implore you to wait for the news. And right after the news, you will be first, so don't go away. That's right. Very often our first-time callers are impatient, and I'm trying to encourage Jerry. Hang in there, Jerry. Don't go away. All right, we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
Oh,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, you thought the Diamonds did it originally? Yes, again. That is the Originals. And, yeah, you know him from another group, actually, and you absolutely do know who he is. So who is it? 888-876-5593. And Jerry is a first-time caller in Palos Hill. So, Jerry, welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for waiting.
Jerry. Hello, Raleigh. I enjoyed your show. I would like to take a guess on that California city woman can't do in the office.
Yeah, what do you think?
Is it breastfeeding baby?
It is not. Now, see, that would make sense to me. This, I can't imagine.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for trying. I hope you're going to call me again.
That's all I got. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you,
appreciate it.
Your show.
Great to have
you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. How nice. So we got to meet Jerry. All right. Now, let's see here. Let's think about a Jerry. And hello to Wally's in Wheaton. So, Wally, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi there. Well, that's kind of exciting, you know.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Well, I heard you say I'm a frequent listener. I'm sitting here and I heard you say that you needed calls. So
oh,
I thought,
yeah.
Well, heck, I'll chip in.
Yeah, absolutely. For Monday Night Trivia, it's the one night I can't do it without you. All right. So we have lots of questions here. And I'm trying.
I can do that California thing if you want.
Oh, sure. If you want to, go for it.
Yeah, whatever you want. Okay. Yodeling?
No. What else you got?
Whistling.
No.
Whistle.
No.
Crying at her desk.
No.
Taking off the pantyhose.
No.
Polishing toenails.
Nope.
That's about it. I don't know.
All right. Well, we can do 5x5 and see how you
do. Sure, if you want to.
Okay. Here we go. In football, how many points does a touchdown have?
7.
Well, no, it has 6. Yeah, right. Oh,
yeah,
man. Okay. Well, let's move on. You got to get all 4 now. Okay. What fast food restaurant had the slogan, "Have it your way"?
Burger King.
Yes. Okay, good. Which vitamin do you get from sunlight?
D.
Yes, very good.
I was doing that today.
Excellent. Excellent. Who invented the printing press?
Alexander Graham Bell?
Gutenberg. But all right. Well, that's all right. We have plenty more questions. Call me back next week, and thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So, yes, there you have that. Now, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And Larry is in Little Rock. All right, Larry, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up tonight, Larry?
Thank you. I was going to try to guess the question. Is it take her shoes off?
No. What else you got?
Cross her legs?
Nope. What else?
Chew gum?
Nope.
Talk to her co-worker?
Nope.
God, I stuck out. Okay.
Well, call me again. Thanks. Appreciate you checking in.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Good to hear from Little Rock. So let's see. What do we have with James on the south side? I know what we have. We have 6 more guesses. Okay, James, let's hear them.
Okay, I'm going to say that she can't be married.
Nope.
She can't be an unwed mother.
Nope.
Okay, she can't have an in-office affair, but the male can have an office affair.
Nope.
Okay, she can't wed, she can't, let's see. She can't have a coffee break.
Nope.
She can't have her makeup on her desk?
Nope. One more big finish.
Okay. She can't have her stenographer notes around?
Talk to you later. We'll get another 6 when you think of them. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Ken in Chicago heard a bumpery nose. All right, Ken, what'd you hear?
It's an easy one, the Gladiolas.
Absolutely right. Maurice Williams and the Gladiolas, 1957.
That's the first easy one I could get.
Well, I'll tell you, there were two easy ones, Dr. Feelgood, I don't know if you heard that one, but and the Gladiolas.
No, but I go to him, though.
Right, yeah, don't we all. And the Gladiolas. So, very good. Hang on, don't go away.
Okay, now call back Wednesday with jokes.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it already.
Okay.
All right, good deal. So, yes, indeed. And that is the Gladiolas, the original Little Darlin'. And, and of course, Maurice Williams is later in the Zodiacs, right, doing Stay. All right, so we got two more bumper stumpers. And actually, I've only got one more commercial break, so I'm probably going to play a bumper stumper just for the hell of it in the middle of nothing. And that's right, because you're not calling. All right, I can do that. So, because we do have 11 bumper stumpers, and I'd like you to have a chance to hear them all. So this guy, tons of hits. This wasn't one of them.
Get a bunch of nickels, gonna buy my parole, gonna put them in the juke and watch a record go. I love to hear the beating of a flat guitar and a bass player slapping it 8 to the bar. Well, I could sit here and listen to it all night long. It's a rinky-dinky rhythm of a jukebox song. But when it comes to music, I'm the number one fan, and everybody's calling me the jukebox man.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Right, so there's one, and yes, very well-known artist, and recorded in 1957. Don Law produced it, and a lot of, and I think it was recorded definitely in 57. But I know I actually worked in the building where that was. So 804 16th Avenue South. So not at the same time. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. So my question here will be held over for next week. And if you don't get it, then I'll reveal. And so I'm going to continue to try to look on what precipitated this law, because it is just so out there. But in one California city, and I'll reveal the city too, but there's a law that makes it illegal for a woman to do this in a business office. Do what? All right, so that's the question. And, of course, all the bumper stumpers, and there'll be one more as far as that goes on Monday Night Trivia, live version on Labor Day. And, tomorrow through Thursday, full shows each night with absolutely nothing on my mind at this point. So, yeah, so what else is new there, really? What else could I could tell you? Birthdays or things like that that are happening this week. I don't know. I'll have to look up, like I was talking with John about this, Chase's calendar of events or one of those that tells me, you know, what day it is or whatever. At least get an old farmer's almanac. I'm going to have to step up to the plate for that. Sonny Charles turns 85 this week. Yeah, born in Blytheville, Arkansas, by the way. Of course, lead singer of the Checkmates, Black Pearl, Precious Little Girl, Phil Spector record. Yeah, Phil Spector, Tony Wine, and Irwin Levine wrote that. And, it was inspired by For the Love of Ivy, the Sidney Poitier movie. Joe Speedo Frazier would have been 82 this week, and he was in the Impalas. That's right, one of the few integrated doo-wop groups at the time. All right, but sadly died, about 12 years ago, 70 years old. So what else do we have? Buddy Miles would be 78 this week. All right, so with all that, you'll get another bumper stumper coming up and another chance to answer my trivia question or have your own category, and sky's the limit on that right here on WGN Radio.
Baby, baby, I'm the good humor man.
I am. Baby, baby, I'm your good humor man. Oh yeah. I keep folks laughing when I joke around. I'm the life of the party, but I ain't no clown. Baby, baby, ooh, I'm your good humor man. Baby, baby, I'm your good humor man. Oh yeah. Tailor-made suits don't cost that much, but they sure give a cat that velvet touch. Baby, baby, Lord, I'm your good humor man. I saw a woman at a party who was mad at her man, so I put the word to him and I took her by the hand. Soon I had them back in each other's arms. I got the right combination for every situation. Baby, baby, I'm your good humor man. Can you dig it now? Baby, baby, I'm your good humor man. Oh yeah. I'm not the greatest lover, but I get my share. I can keep you smiling and walking on air. Baby, baby, Lord, I'm your good humor man. I'm your good humor man, baby. I'm the joke of the party sometimes. Why don't you try me sometime?
So who is it? WGN Radio, there you are. That's the final bumper stumper. Now you've had 11 of them. What's the commonality? Any guess on that? All right, Don and Beloit's going to take a shot. All right, Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley, a few minutes ago, did you play a Roger Miller song?
I did not play any Roger Miller.
Oh, okay. That was 1957. Yeah. I didn't really catch what you said as produced by somebody.
Oh, Don Law. So you can pretty much know at that point that it's going to be on Columbia.
Okay. Well, was it George Jones?
Nope. At the time, bigger than that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Could I have a 5 for 5 or a World War II airplane? Whichever one can work for
All
you.
All right. Let's talk about the new NAA design, following some of the basic trends of the day, except for two new design ideas. One was the radiator that ejected the air in a form of jet thrust to boost overall speed. What was the second one?
Boosted with exhaust, with air. You said with air?
Yeah, well, no, the first one was a radiator that ejected the air in a form of jet thrust to boost the overall speed. And we're talking about some, two new design ideas. The other one had to do with the wing.
Oh. Dive brakes? Flaps?
No,
something flap related.
Actually, it was the laminar flow. And it was
I should have known that.
Right,
yeah,
designed to take advantage of the aeronautic phenomena known as laminar flow. So laminar flow occurs when two or more air streams run parallel to each other, creating an area of smooth air. Turbulent or non-parallel air is known as rough. And this is why cigarette smoke flows up when there's no breeze. And the design of the wing was to take advantage of the flow that gave the P-51 extremely low drag.
I was just going to say, that's very P-51 sentence you said earlier. That, like many, but that one especially.
Yeah. Yep.
What about, can you tell me quickly this, I wasn't listening earlier, I apologize, but what was this California problem?
Yeah, this is so out there. This is absolutely a law on the books in one fairly large California city, okay? It makes it illegal for a woman to do this in a business office. Do what?
Is this related to bringing a horse to the job?
No, it's
related to horses.
Related to nothing, as far as I can tell. And believe me,
I've heard many of the answers, and I'm as chuckling as everybody else. Like, what the heck this could be?
I can't imagine, but it gives you a week to think about it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So 888 888- 876-5593. And yeah, I'll continue, by the way, to try and research what on earth led to this, because there's got to be an incident there somewhere. Yeah, you don't come up with this on your own. Well, I don't think, anyway. All right, so Billy Bob and Bourbonnais wants to take some guesses on that. So Billy Bob is back on WGN Radio.
Hey, 55-time caller.
How about that?
I want to say that what a woman aren't allowed to do is to purse their lips when they're applying lipstick.
Nope.
Okay, that was my one guess, then. Have a good
evening. One guess. All right, thanks. I can't imagine where you thought of that. All right, but okay. Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just not creative enough for this. But if you weren't listening earlier and were wondering, what we discovered was the Harvard Institute for Policy Studies set out to find the most boring job in America. The top five were assembly line worker, elevator operator, pool typist, housewife, and bank guard. And a Los Angeles library revoked one man's library card for this placekeeping habit. Obviously, he didn't use the standard bookmark. What did he use? Strips of raw bacon. Obviously, he was returning the books with the bacon, and yeah, it didn't work out. Now, we had 11 bumper stumpers. Let's talk about them all. First thing I played was the original Too Much, the record that Elvis covered in 1957. Well, back in 1955, it was on Republic, and it was Bernard Hardison who did it. Since I Met Your Baby, the Avons, 1968 on Excello. Gotta Get Yourself Together, 1969 on Sound Stage 7, was the Valentines. Dr. Feelgood, we established it, Right String But Wrong Yo-Yo, 1962 on OK. It was the Wilburn Brothers doing Ubop Shaboom, 1958 on Decca. Annette Snell, Get Your Thing Together, 1973 on Dial. And Annette Snell was the lead singer for both the Marvels, Go On and Have Yourself a Ball, and the Fabulettes, Try the Worrying Way and Mr. Policeman. Was Rufus Hunter doing Caught Up, 1979, on TJ, Ted Jarrett's label. The High Tones, also involved with Ted Jarrett, but that was Bob Holmes, was the guy on the High Tones. You Don't Even Know My Name, 1965, on Bell. Jukebox Man, that was Mel Tillis, 1957, on Columbia. We Determined the Gladiolas did Little Darlin', and yes, 1957, on Excello. And Clifford Curry did Good Humor Man, 1967, on Elf. So what do they all have in common? Every one of them was recorded on Music Row in Nashville. Well, actually, in Nashville, I should say. The Ted Jarrett stuff, not exactly Music Row, but definitely Nashville. So those are all Nashville recordings. And Bradley's studio there at 804 16th Avenue South was the old Quonset Hut that later became Columbia B. Yeah. All right. So pretty much that's a wrap. Tomorrow through Thursday, 10 p.m. start time, whatever's on your mind will be on mine. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and keeping me online. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I think those of you who took time out on Labor Day, thank you very much for calling. So until tomorrow night, that's it. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.